Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Another Friday, another special. We have got Joe Smith here, of course.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Love it. Yeah, lovely. I said love it. I don't know what I mean by that. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone. I'm here yet again. Lovely to be here.
Sat in the middle, our special guest.
Very special.
A man I've known for a long time. We go way back, don't we? It's Tom Koenig.
Thanks for having me, guys. Real pleasure to be on here.
You're injured again.
I am.
You're a very injured man.
This is true.
What's going on?
I'm too quick for people, Joe. When I am very injury prone. I mean, you've played with me enough to see. I had my hand in a cast a few weeks ago. Recently returned. Two games into my return, I'm now on crutches.
You're sort of like the Khal the Dragon of sort of our world, aren't you?
What do you mean by that?
Does he
get injured a lot?
Well, he's always playing football, but then he's talking about, oh, I'm going to have to stop for a bit because one reason or another, mental health.
I don't know if it's... Okay, I'm not sure if it's quite the same as
well,
that.
Well, that's what Joe said.
You can't just welcome a guest on in 2 minutes calling him Khal the Dragon.
Khal the
Dragon. What's it with Khal the Dragon?
He's great.
Was that there, sure?
Yeah,
fantastic.
So what have you hurt and how have you hurt it?
So I don't know yet.
I know there's some pain, so I've managed to localise it.
Okay, middle of the foot, imagine that's my foot, the middle of the foot is all swollen there, can't really get the shoe on, so it's not, so I've twisted my foot, not on the ankle joint, on where the metatarsals
meet. The foot itself has been twisted.
Yeah, so it's a mid-foot sprain. At best.
At best. And at worst?
At worst, oh, I don't know.
He's out for a while.
I don't even want to speculate.
I couldn't even think what it could be at worst. It could be a shear of the entire metatarsal area, couldn't it?
It's called a Liz Frank injury.
Is it?
So it's named after a general in Napoleon times. He used to amputate people's feet there. So he didn't really, that was just his name, Liz Frank.
No relation to Anne?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
Or Thomas.
Anne Liz Frank.
Or Thomas Frank.
Yeah.
Liz Frank.
You're making this up.
His name is something else, Liz Frank surname. Anyway, we're digressing. That's what it could be.
That's what it could be?
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll have to have the whole thing
we'll
amputated.
No.
And how are you in general, Tom, in yourself?
I'm fine. How's like Khal the Dragon, baby. I'm fine.
We love Khal the Dragon.
Well, we've got you on because we've got lots to talk about. We've got some Agony Bants on the way. Yeah. We've got your 9 out of 10 club, which I can't wait to see. But we've not really addressed this, Joe. You're going away for a month.
Yeah. So I've mentioned it a bit, but I'm going to Vietnam and Thailand for a month.
Nice.
But that's very much your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Someone went away for about 18 months.
Traveled the world, saw six countries.
So essentially, you're the sort of Tenzing Norgay to my Sir Edmund Hillary, aren't you? Like, I sent you out early, scout the land, recce, make sure it's not dangerous. You cut down any sort of errant shrubs with a machete.
Nice.
And then you wade in.
And then I will walk that path that you so kindly have sowed. Right. I write my diaries, I take all the credit. You're a footnote. No one believes that you went there first, and I sort of conquer Asia.
Okay.
But really, you did it first. Is that right? Is that
you're going to conquer Asia?
Well. What?
Vietnam. No, right, have you been to Vietnam and Thailand?
I've been to both, yeah.
Talk to me about them.
Okay.
They had a fight.
How long were you there for?
So I flew to Hanoi.
Brilliant.
Which is, you know, when you talk about culture shock.
Yes.
Yeah, like for the first getting there, it's mad. Like it's, the old town is so intense. So many bikes. Millions of bikes. Okay. You can't just go for a walk. Like it's very
much. You gotta go for a walk.
No,
because a bike just pops up underneath you.
Oh my God.
You know, you're cycling.
When you go out, it's to get from A to B. You can't say, "Oh, I'm just gonna go for a stroll." It doesn't happen. People don't do that.
Right. it's like London, isn't it? When you're out, people are going somewhere. That's why it's so sort of dense and sort of particular.
What's there? Saigon, Ho Chi Minh has got pavements.
So was it Saigon when you were there?
No,
I remember it from the 1960s.
Their beer's still called Saigon, sometimes they still. Yeah, but that's got pavements.
Okay.
That's built in a more Western style.
Wow, look at this.
That's
so
crazy.
So a lot of places don't have pavements then?
Yeah, a lot of places do not have pavements.
So would you get a bike?
And even when they do have pavements, sometimes it's just bikes parked up.
Is it?
So you can't walk them. You've
so
got to walk
on the
road.
So it's more of a sort of bike rack than a pavement.
It exists for bikes. Bikes have right of way.
Okay, so I didn't know that. See, that's good to know. Yeah. So a bike heavy. Can you rent bikes?
But to answer your question,
sort of build your own.
Don't get a bike in the city. I just don't think you'll be able to handle it.
Really?
Oh, that's why I tell him. Yeah, he'll think he will now. He'll see it as a fucking challenge.
You can't hide.
Can't handle a bike.
Big boy. Big boy bike.
I'll bring my own bike.
There's no lights. Junction is
just pitch black.
Everyone's just going.
City is pitch black.
Sure.
Meant traffic lights.
traffic lights. Sorry.
So you just fucking go for it.
Yeah, they just know. There's just like an energy. It's like they use the force to just get around.
I can't do that. I can't handle
but
that.
But outside of the city, absolutely get a bike. There's no reason not to. It's the best way to get around.
Okay.
Did you rent a bike ever?
I did. The first time I got a bike was when we left Hanoi. We went to do like a motorbike loop in the mountains.
Nice.
Amazing. First time on a bike. It was a semi-automatic as well, so a little bit of gear changing.
Are you sure enough?
No. I mean, because I wouldn't do that anymore. I like the automatic, just off you go.
Run and go, yeah.
But I had a fall.
Oh, here we go.
No surprise.
Injured again.
Yeah, because those crutches again. You brought in. So you came in on crutches.
I've got my name on.
Did you get those crutches for this injury or are they from a previous injury?
No, if you look, it says Within Shaw something something on it.
You're just a lady in Within Shaw who would also have
it says, please return. And I will do.
So how did you fall off a bike?
So my eyesight's not wonderful.
Another injury.
In the dark.
Fuck me.
Oh, come on.
He's just a walking mess.
Right, so you know my family.
I can't even hear us.
Hear that coming from Joe.
We all went back.
It must smile, that.
Cheeky fucker.
So do you know what? It's just, I've got a bit of astigmatism in my eye.
We've all got
a bit of something.
Yeah,
no one's vision's perfect when you get to this age.
No.
Yeah?
What, how old are you?
Yeah. What, you're 33.
Oh, God.
Looking good for 33.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah.
But he's injured a lot lately. Yeah. I suppose you're engaged.
I don't wear glasses, really. I have a pair, but I don't really wear them. I should wear them in the dark for things like glare.
Well, like night vision.
And as you said, there's no lights in Hanoi.
There's no lights in Hanoi.
So it's very dark.
This happened about 2 in the afternoon. So we were going up a mountain, and it was a bit enclosed by trees. And obviously, so we were all...
It sounds great.
It's
great.
Gorgeous views.
Yeah,
you know, don't get distracted by them. But it was... So we're in this little convoy, this group, and we're all quite new to the bikes. People are at different levels of confidence or whatever.
You've got to be confident to be on a bike.
I was pretty confident at this point. But the thing is, the roads are quite narrow, and every now and then you'd find yourself at the back, and you do want to overtake to get to the front so you can kind of enjoy it a bit, because you're stuck behind the people at the back that aren't very confident, and they're crawling. So I thought I had an opportunity. It was a bit dark, as I say. I saw somewhat blue, which I thought was someone's jacket at the front of the convoy. As I've accelerated, come out, I realised, oh no, that's another bike coming straight for me. And I was going really fast, and I had no time to come back into the convoy because I would have caused a crash. So I saw a little gap, just had to ditch the bike and fall off.
So for someone
that's
looking
crazy
from the outside in, they saw you go really fast and then just jump off the bat like Tom Cruise doing something from Mission Impossible.
Probably, yeah.
3, 2, 1, I'm off!
Well, I saw a gap, right, on my side of the road that I could go back into, but there was no way at the speed I was going that I'd be able to get in and brake back down to normal speed without crashing the bike.
It's quite heroic.
And causing an accident for someone
actually
in my group.
It's like those, have you seen... Where with like AI powered cars, they have to do these kind of things. Have you seen this before, Joe?
No, what?
So, obviously, with let's say a car is automatically driving, it's driving by itself, therefore it's in control of what it does and all that.
Yeah.
Right.
If like a group of children walk across the road, and you're the only person in the car, and it knows for certain that if it keeps on driving, it's going to kill these kids, 5 kids, or it can swerve off, hit a brick wall, and you'll die. Wow. What should the car do? Because either it protects 5 lives, or
the car
five
life to
is
deal
safe.
With ethics.
5 lives is safe either way. There's no one is getting near 5 lives. It's bunkered down in the centre of BBC. Chappers is safe.
Okay.
Thank God.
Thank God for that. Chappers is safe. So is Adrian
Giles.
But what should it do in that situation, Joe? What do you think? If you're driving in the car, all of a sudden 5
protect
kids.
Protect your master.
And these kids are at fault.
Who bought this fucking thing? Me.
The kids have walked out. They're not paying any attention.
So it's protecting you over those 5 kids and just going to plow straight through.
Does it know that they're kids?
Yeah.
How does it know? What if they're just
it's made an assessment.
Small people?
Which are what? Worth less than kids?
Oh, this is wow. Like that Bruges film, isn't it?
Yeah, but what if it's like eight... Wait, so you have seen some films then? When it's all right, your film review, he always says he's never seen
them. What if it's five small people that are at the end of their life, like 80-year-olds?
Okay, so
they meet up now and again.
So what I'm telling you, Joe, is that isn't the case.
how does the computer know that?
Well, because he goes, age range detection.
It's so quick.
No offence. Even five 80-year-olds have got a cumulative... longer life expectancy than you have.
Not really.
Yeah.
What if this is their last ever meeting?
Well, what? And then we're all going to go to Switzerland together and just press the button.
No, one of them's ill.
I don't think there's a scenario here that you want to die in, is
there? But here's the thing, Joe. They aren't. It is five school kids. They're in school uniforms.
Yeah. You've got a relative.
Who should it kill? You,
you've got a nephew there with his lunchbox.
All right, I'll die.
Yeah,
all
and right. that's basically what's under.
So you did that. That is heroic.
He needed the nephew there.
Sorry, can I just say if I was right when I drive my car, I just can't envisage the day when I have a crash. I can't imagine it.
Haven't you crashed into a wall already?
I always do that when I park my car.
So you can imagine that then?
No, but I can't imagine a
you don't need to use your imagination, do you? Just your memory.
Just remember it.
Listen, I just feel like if I saw a child in front of the car,
yeah.
I don't think I'd react to stop.
Speed up.
I don't know if I'd speed up, but...
But you're not sure.
I'd just continue at the same pace.
Not even put the brakes on?
No.
You wouldn't apply the brake just in case you could stop in time?
I've always thought this. Right. Like, I've seen videos of, like, people reacting swerving when they see the kid. I think I've got too much debate going on and, like...
What, should I kill this kid or try not to kill this kid?
Oh, I think I'm not defending myself very well. I think we should move on.
What would you do again?
You weren't under attack.
Yeah, you brought it up.
We were talking between us. You jumped in with this scenario and then sort of backed out saying I couldn't talk about this anymore.
This is
not good.
This isn't good for you either.
Anyway, sorry about that. I just wanted that to be a quick little thing. So how was it generally? How long were you away from England for?
So the visas are like 30 days. So right. I did 30 days in Vietnam, which is a wonderful country, by the way.
Great.
Really, really cool. And it's a long, thin country.
Yeah.
So you'll find that people are always travelling either north to south or south to north. Mm. So you bump into people along the way and stuff. So it's quite, for such That's a big good. Country,
nice.
It's kind of communal.
Yeah, it's like the stem of a daffodil.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah.
Xylem, all that sort of stuff going on.
Cambodia, did a month there.
That's nice.
It's all right.
What about the food? What's the food saying?
Yeah, of course.
Food was fantastic.
Was it fantastic? Yeah, because you don't eat a lot, do you?
Ah, see, this is...
So what is this?
This isn't true.
Right, Joe was talking about, because for people who don't know, we're not going to go into results, but you've been doing a Come Down With...
Yes.
So talk me through the cast of this Come Down With.
So it's me, Stephen Tries. And
friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show and other
enemy.
Friends of the show, I assume. Yeah.
Friend of the Max show Smith. And enemy
Ryan
Lott,
the Rhino. And
the
Matt
Rhino,
Smith
yeah.
Of the Wingmen.
Yeah, Max Smith of the Wingmen. All got together to do what is essentially three courses of your best ability.
Yeah, plus entertainment, which is really important on these nights.
Yeah.
It can make or break.
So,
which I've experienced
in the before you came in, Joe was talking about, because we've got the Night of 10 Club coming up, I know you brought something in for that. But then Joe just said... Tom doesn't like food. And then I said, what do you mean? He went, he's vegan. But those two things aren't necessarily linked together, are they?
In our relationship, you don't really, you've never really eaten.
So he's so wide of the mark here.
Do you not like food?
So I love food. I love food, right? The thing is, Joe, I've also got a bit of discipline about me. So Joe mistakes that for me not liking food.
That's good.
I eat my meals. I'm not a big snacker.
Yeah.
And I can cook as well. So like, I'll cook a nice meal. If I'm not cooking a nice meal, in between things, I won't just like have like a microwave meal or a pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just have like, you've probably seen, as you've seen, I'll just have like some vegan chicken, rice and broccoli. You know.
Yeah. But do you remember when it takes you ages to eat?
Does it?
Yeah, he'd have a plate of food. It could take him an hour and a half to finish it.
Really?
I think
What's that for?
I think this probably kind of veers ever so slightly into something of an eating disorder, but just, you know, like a nice little friendly one.
Here's what we should do. Let's make light of it. Let's make light of it.
Bit of fun.
I mean, obviously, you know, you're not the only person on the table with an eating disorder of sorts. Joe went to London and went to 12 restaurants in an afternoon.
With Max.
That's ill discipline.
That's at the other end of the spectrum. Yeah. So let's, you know, both as worrying as each other.
Right.
No, I'm not, you know. So go on.
I'm just a bit of a plate finisher. Right. Like, I need to. So, I've always been quite a slender lad.
Yeah. Looking good.
Yeah, thanks.
Saw some of the beach shots where you're on holiday.
I was in good shape while I was
away. Everything's in the right place.
You're the Hulk of the group, aren't you, really?
I don't know about that.
So, you know, if ever I put a picture up.
I don't know who that says more about.
People talk about you, say, who's that lad there?
Really?
Yeah.
I think the earring helps as well.
Yeah.
Because it has a sort of.
There's a little edge there.
It brings an element of sort of ambiguity as well, doesn't it? What is he? Who is he?
What questions?
Yeah, no answers.
People love mystery.
Yeah, they do.
If they knew the truth. Anyway.
That wasn't meant to...
Anyway, what were we talking about?
You're eating.
Food.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, didn't keep weight. Very, very slim. Mm-hmm. So in my adolescence, it's always been go to the gym, trying to put weight on. And obviously a big part of that is calories, eating food.
Classic.
Which is 90% of it.
Yeah.
You get stronger, but you ain't putting the weight on unless you're eating. So for years, I've just... When I've got something in front of me, I've got to finish it. I feel bad if I don't.
Right, no.
That's all it is.
Yeah, we'll get onto the 9 out of 10 club in a sec. I've got a couple more questions. In your travels, you rescued a cat.
I did rescue
you
a cat.
I don't think Joe and Ethan know about this.
No, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Found a cat in a box. Well, kind of a makeshift
thing. Schrodinger's, probably.
Sorry?
Schrodinger's, probably.
That's nice, that.
Yeah.
I think it's a type of low-alcohol beer.
Ah, yes.
Grapefruit flavour.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Schrodinger's cat, you're not aware of that.
He's talking about like Schopenhauer, I imagine.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so confusing.
Schrodinger's cat is a sort of philosophical, theoretical concept.
Is it?
It's like Pavlov's dog.
It's quite complex.
What does this cat do then?
Well, it's
Pavlov's dog is trained to, like, when you ring a bell.
But it's not just about the actual dog, it's the theory, isn't it? It's the behind it. That's what you call it.
Was there a cat?
There is a cat. No. You know, you brought this.
Well, we don't know.
Wait, hold on.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, that is the whole point. I'm so confused.
Anyway, so there's a lot of animals. You're going to see a lot of animals in Asia.
Okay.
Some beautiful animals. That's like huskies just living in the street.
Huskies?
You know, animals that people pay a lot of money for just live on the side of the road.
Do you think about getting a little fucking business going, sending them back?
Yeah, round them up.
It does kind of already exist, doesn't it?
What?
The happy bus. You know, have you seen it where people dogs and stuff from?
I got booked from a fun bus. He arrived on a fun bus on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. I just think they call it fun. I'm shit everywhere. It's crazy, isn't it? There's not no fun about that.
Comes with the territory, though, doesn't it? They're going to fun.
Yeah.
And happiness.
There's nothing fun about driving from Thailand to England, is there? That's a long drive.
I don't think they come from Thailand, do they? They generally come from like Bulgaria, don't they?
Bosnia's far away.
It's one of the longest drives you can do, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't be sending animals from Thailand to the UK.
Other than Chile to Alaska.
How long it'll take to drive from Eccles to... We got booked from Eccles. Right. Eccles from Bosnia. Give us a... What's the capital of Bosnia?
It'll probably take you about 20... Maybe like 24 hours. No. Maybe like 30 hours.
To drive from Bosnia to
non-stop,
Eccles.
So three days.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon.
10 hours a day.
Yeah. We're getting 28 hours here, you know. It's not bad, is it? It's a great guess.
Really good guess.
Yeah. And you got to get a boat as well.
Do you? Oh, sorry, obviously, to get to the UK.
Right, so talk to us about these animals then. Cat in a box.
Yeah, so we were driving on the bike, as you do. This was in Georgia.
Oh.
So we lived in... Sorry, yeah, we went to Laos, Cambodia... blah 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 Thailand, and then we went to India for a month, which I could talk about that's interesting. Then we went to Georgia and we lived there for like 4 months. You know, we made it all this way, not adopted a cat or a dog, and then we seen this beautiful little kitten just eating stale bread on the side of the road, just, and they're tiny. Ugh. So we took her, thought, oh, I can't leave her there, maybe we'll try and find somewhere for her. It's not that kind of place. There's a lot of animals out there. So we ended up, you know, once they're there for a few days, that's it, they're in.
How do you go about getting that from Georgia back to the UK?
Joe, it was tough.
I was going to say, you can't just bring it in hand luggage, can you?
No, it's one of the hardest places to get animals from. So it's harder since Brexit. You can't bring animals into the UK unless they're cargo. And that means two things. So one, so obviously you can't go in the hold.
Yeah. Because they'll freeze to death.
Yeah.
Obviously. They'll come out as a little cat.
So you have to have special cargo, which not, and they can't go in the cabin with you to the UK.
So what is this? This third special area of a plane? So
with the pilot. The pilot can look after him.
No, they can go in a
Big Daddy pilot?
No, they can. So the cat came with us to Paris, just sat with us, sat on my feet.
Oh.
In a basket.
In a open top?
No, it's a...
I'm so confused.
It wasn't a box.
So George into Paris, how did he get
so
to Paris?
So, right, so you, to get into the... You can't just bring animals into the EU.
Disgusting.
Because of rabies.
Yeah,
rabies is
it's also disgusting. Mm. You know, yeah. So it's...
Did you have rabies jabs before you went?
I did. I shouldn't have wasted money.
Yeah, but we had done that.
Yeah, you won't. As long as you don't get scratched or bitten.
There's a couple of... It depends if you're going to... Because I just thought, you know, we're going to go out into like the... So we went to a national park. Yeah. And we had like leeches landing on us and stuff, you know, so that was a bit rough.
Is the cat with you now? Is the cat with you then? Sorry?
She's at home right now. Right.
No, we're in the park. Is the cat with you?
No, not in the park.
Right, man, I'm so confused.
It's all over the place, isn't it?
I don't know. Were we in India at one point?
I was in India, yeah.
Ah, but now we're in Paris.
You know what? I'm just concerned that this is all over the place, right? So just to be very brief, the cat was in Georgia. Mm-hmm. To bring her back, we had to get blood sent into the EU after she'd had rabies. I'm not clearing this up. After she'd had the rabies vaccine, so they check for the rabies antibodies.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you have to wait like 3 months. Then you can fly into the EU, and the only way you can get into the UK is obviously via the boat or or through the tunnel. Yeah. But they have to be cargo, so they can't be with you. You can't just go in as a walk on with her.
Hell.
You have to be in a car or a vehicle. So my dad had to come and pick us up.
From France.
Yeah. So he came. I paid for a night for him in Calais, and then we drove over, and she had to stay in the car. So it's not easy.
Fucking hell.
Do you not think about just sacking off the cat, Tom, at all?
Pop it in a bin in Paris.
Ah. I mean, I've got all the way to Paris.
Are you going to leave it in Paris? You're just leave it in a bin.
Nah, it's better than a bin in Georgia.
Go on.
Go on. What's that mean?
Still in a bin.
You
can't stand either way, Ethan. What kind of racism just popped out there then?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's wrong with a Georgian bin?
Oh, well, I'm just more so the Paris bin. You never know what's through there.
Let him off.
Right, half eating pan au chocolat.
Exactly.
We've been around the world in this pod, and now we're going to take a trip to India.
Yeah.
Hey?
Are you going to go to India?
No.
India's...
What's happening in India?
India's bizarre. India's rough. It's an interesting place.
Yeah.
It's an assault on the senses.
Okay.
But...
How do you mean?
Oh, it's just like everything. The smells. It smells a bit funky to begin with.
Right.
That takes a bit of getting used to. It does. Indians will tell you. It stinks.
I don't know.
The train.
I know some of this is going to have to get cut out. I'm just not sure where we trim.
No, there's open sewers and stuff or whatever. Okay. It's... You get the full range in India of, you know... Some of the worst poverty, millionaires, so many millionaires living in the gated communities in the cities right next to it. Also, it's so bizarre to see.
Yeah, the two different cultures completely.
You know,
where did you stay? Like, what were you getting up to there?
We went from Kolkata in West Bengal, to across the north, right, Delhi, Agra, Varanasi, and we went to like Jaipur and down to Mumbai.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Full works.
That's
where
amazing.
Was the best place?
I liked Rajasthan, so Udaipur and Jodhpur. Which you may have heard of them.
Like yeah, they're sort of horse riding trousers, aren't they?
No, you might be thinking of
Jodhpur's.
Sorry, is Jaipur the song from Slumdog Millionaire?
That's Jai Ho.
Oh, yeah.
And also, it is the beer though, isn't it? From
it is.
Oh yeah,
the Indian Pale.
Yeah.
Jaipur was okay.
So I've never seen Joe this confused, by the way.
No idea.
Joe has not followed you. As soon as you left the EU on that first flight out,
he was
lost. You're done, aren't you?
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
We're talking about Indian beers now.
I tell you what, food-wise, you'd think India would be great.
Yeah.
But food was challenging.
Why?
Why?
You have absolutely rinsed at India.
No, do you know what? Go. See it for yourself.
Yeah.
And we'll talk after. No, it's... It's interesting to see. I struggle to understand how people go to India and absolutely love it. I think it's a really interesting place. There's loads of places that I like, but the big cities, the cities are chaos.
Mm.
Like, there's so much pollution and stuff. It's,
Is there lots of bikes there, pavements and that?
Oh, the driving's chaos. We had like 4 crashes in India. Just like tuk-tuks just crashing into tuk tuk, nearly fell off a curb.
Why were they on the curb?
Luckily, it landed on another tuk tuk and was able to straighten up.
Landed on another tuk tuk, they'd just fallen off another curb. Oh, and they sort of bounced into each other, straightened back up.
He pulled onto a curb to pick us up. So we got in, and rather than come off the low bit, he tried to go off the high bit to get onto the road. It was too much of a drop in this small little tin can of a vehicle, and it just kind of fell. And luckily, it kind of went onto another tuk tuk.
Craziest. Well, Ethan's got an Indian girlfriend, so you might be going over there one day, mightn't you, Ethan?
Oh yes.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
Oh, you see, I'm a man of routine, and I like simple things, Tom. I just feel like, I don't know if I'm buzzing for that day, but I know it'll come.
I think you'd actually probably really like it, because you say all this stuff, but then whenever you do new things, you tend to like them. I think you'd like India, or certainly find the good in India.
Oh, well, I do worry about, I hear these stories of people eating all these foods and getting very poorly.
Yeah, you'll probably get your Delhi belly once.
That's classic, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone does. Oh, I got it. Got it in Varanasi.
I see it as a challenge.
Yeah.
For me to conquer.
Get it as quick as
Delhi
possible.
Belly.
Yeah. I'm also.
Have you ever seen those videos of cows in the field where their guts have swollen up because there's all gas in them and they can't get them out? They have to put a little corkscrew in. You want that to happen to you when you're in India, don't you? To eat so much food that his stomach is just like this, and Becky has to just drill into him and let all the smelly gas out.
What are you going to say, Ethan?
Oh, I was just going to say as well, I'm terrified of the idea of just walking through a mountain and a tiger jumping on me or something like that.
That's irrational.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Jungle Book.
You're just as in danger here. Yeah. No, it's not going to happen.
No, there's no tigers here.
There's no tigers in probably the places you're going to go to.
In the mountains?
I don't know that, actually.
Why are you going to the mountains? Are you going by yourself?
Well, Manisha had a house in the mountains.
Did she see tigers when she was growing up?
Well, I think some people are staying there at the minute, but I could maybe go and have a look.
We don't need that info, do we?
Oh, no.
It's currently occupied.
Airbnb in India.
Yeah, what is it, an Airbnb? Are you trying to get a plug in?
Oh no. I was just saying that I might be in the mountains.
Well, if you are, be careful of tigers.
They are everywhere.
Everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah. Should we move on to the 9 out of 10 club?
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Now, this is the club where you can bring in some of your favourite foods. Past members of the Steve's Rice podcast have brought in cereal.
Yep. Solid.
He also brought in a protein bar, didn't he, Stephen Trice?
Oh, fucking hell.
It was a bad moment.
And then Max brought in a full roast chicken.
Was
that good?
It's sensational.
He brought it in from his house, so he literally lives over the road, doesn't he? Right. So he brought in a full roast chicken, literally out the oven for about 10 minutes.
Have you got any other lights? What are like the kind of the 9 out of 10 club highlights? Just, you know, the best things people
Water was a good one.
See, I considered water.
Fish and chips, of course.
Yeah. Just little snacks here. Watsits.
That was a 1 out of 10, Drew.
So there's little... It can be anything.
It's going to be this. It's going to be.
It can't be anything. It can only be that.
It's going
to
be this.
You've got a bit of a reputation to sort of overcome now.
Spinach or something.
So you're a vegan, aren't you?
I am a vegan, but it doesn't mean I don't, you know. I actually eat a lot better as a vegan than I did when I was veggie. I was veggie for many years.
Yeah.
You just find yourself eating the same stuff. When you're vegan, at the time it became a little bit more restrictive. So I learned to cook a lot.
Yeah.
And I had to eat a lot more from different kind of cuisines and stuff. I actually eat really well now.
So what have we brought in today?
So I'm not a massive snacker, as I've said. I love peanut butter cups.
Ooh.
Really like them. I actually got some milk chocolate ones as well for you guys.
Oh, really? So these are sort of like, these are different.
Thoughtful.
So this is a vegan chocolate then, isn't it? Because this is peanut butter covered in chocolate.
So yeah, dark chocolate. So these
I'd
are
dark.
I'd
try the...
I've got some almond ones as well because they're a bit of a game changer. It's just any nut butter in chocolate.
So how are we?
Which
one would you recommend? What's your favourite?
I want the almond one, me.
I've never had the milk.
Okay.
So I thought I'd get them just in case they get a better score.
So this is Pip and Nut milk chocolate made with real peanut butter. Now, is this vegan chocolate?
No. So these ones are vegan. These ones are not. So these ones I got from Asda. These ones I had to go to Holland and Barrett for.
Okay, well, let me try a vegan one then, because obviously that's the one you're having.
That's the one I'm having.
I like it.
You like it?
Very nice.
And obviously there's... Depends what you're in the mood for, almond or peanut butter. Right now, I'll take either, but, you know, different days.
What are these little fancy drawings on them?
They're delicious. It's the ratio.
Ethan's coming back around for another one, that's how you know.
The crunch of the chocolate.
They're all peanut butter. Oh no, one was almond.
You don't want too much nut butter, because I find it gets stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, you won't want that.
You want the ratio,
you don't want it looking like the Sistine Chapel up there, do you?
Not at all.
Proud to work with ethical supplier, Luca Chocolate.
Obviously you've done your research here, but I can't see any evidence that these are vegan. Have you, I hate to say this, but I don't think they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing in them.
Plant-based, it says here.
Does it say them?
It says plant-based here on mine. Is that what it says?
Yeah, plant-based. There you go.
That was nearly a really horrible...
And these ones are not plant-based. Then you should let me know what these ones are like.
Plant-based? Why are you stunned by that? It says plant-based, Joe.
Yeah.
Just trying to plant the seed of doubt in my mind.
What are you talking about? What would be if it's not vegan?
Put a vegan on the back foot.
Well, normally it says like...
Plant-based!
Is that what that means?
Some things are vegan by mistake as well.
Fucking hell, they're good.
Are they good?
They're really good.
Try the non-plant-based.
So you can't have this one.
Try the non-plant... Try the good one.
They're very good.
That's good.
And because I already love the Reese's, but these are actually good because they're not quite as sweet as the Reese's. I think they're a bit too sweet. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I've not had Reese's for many years. Mm. But yeah, I remember them being a little bit sweet.
But these are right up there. Yeah. These are fantastic.
They're a bit more raw.
Yeah, it doesn't feel too artificial.
It's not over the top with the sweetness. It's just nice and, you know, peanut butter.
In your face.
Just the job.
I love it. It's really good, that.
Well done.
Ethan, what do you make of them? Well, I must say, Tom, the Reese's Pieces thing, I don't rate them. I think they're too much, I think they're overwhelming, and I feel rubbish afterwards.
Oh, that's a shame.
But then I've dived into this.
Oh, that's...
I'm going to use the word delight.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good sign. It's a great sign.
Does he hold a lot of weight in this segment?
Too much. He makes it all about him almost every week. It's unbelievable.
I feel like there's not enough dark chocolate snacks in this world. Mm-hmm. I feel everyone just goes for milk chocolate.
Mm.
And white chocolate, which is the worst and isn't even a chocolate, really.
White chocolate's shit, isn't it?
Oh, white chocolate is bad. Awful.
Do you remember like a Dream Bar back in the day?
Oh, they were decent, actually.
Dream Bars were nice.
Yeah, white chocolate's good, actually. Go on, carry on.
Loved white chocolate.
But
so easy to turn him round, isn't it?
For an ethical snack, and just a general snack, this is fantastic.
You know, even up against some of your non-ethical snacks.
What's your favourite unethical snack?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, probably... Oh, I just thought...
Dog scalp?
Is there palm oil in this? Because that makes it non-ethical.
Oh, I think there's something about the sourcing of the palm oil.
No palm oil. Shea oil. Coconut oil.
They say palm oil free.
Carbon neutral.
It must be hard for a company just to make sure they don't offend anyone.
Award-winning peanut butter.
Award-winning peanut butter.
Well, yeah. There you go. It's a great ethical snack.
Ethical chocolate from Colombia.
Real
so good for the planet, isn't it? Isn't it weird that it's only vegan stuff that has this, like... really good for the planet stuff. You never see meat stuff that's like the best treat.
Well, some chicken's got a red farm on it.
Yeah. Do they not do it like farm shops and stuff without?
Maybe at farm
locally
shops.
Locally sourced is a big deal.
Locally sourced, I suppose. But you never get by a lasagna that's like this beef had Sky Plus or whatever. Like you do with the chocolate, where everyone's treated well, it's great. It has to be.
It's Sky Plus.
Well, just what? So it can chill out until it dies. Yeah. Why do you need Sky Plus?
Working.
You're working. This is why this is wrong.
Yeah, just sit down while your gas is draining.
Sorry, Ethan. I don't know what cows do.
So what are you saying, Ethan? Is this 9 out of 10?
I'm not just saying this because we've got a guest, but I think I found my new snack.
Wow, that's huge.
I love that.
Do you know what? I slagged your food off today, Tom, but I'm also going to give you 9 out of 10.
Oh, really?
So it's in?
I feel bad.
It's in.
Wow.
What were you going to say?
Well, 8 out of 10, obviously. It's very nice.
Right.
But for me, 9 out of 10 club is like the top of the top. This is a great snack, and I will get this again.
Yeah.
But I would put it alongside maybe a Bounty or...
No, fair enough. I mean, I was thinking about it for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, honestly though, and to say it's also something that none of us have ever had.
Yeah.
That's a very. I don't think that's ever happened on the 9 out of 10 Club before, where someone's brought in a brand new food to all of us and it get in. Yeah. Very, very impressive stuff. Well done,
Tom. Now it's time to plug away. Have you got anything to plug these days? What's your football channel want? Get that back up and going.
It's still going. It's not going. It's there. It exists. So I started it in Georgia. And I didn't really love doing the bits to camera, just me talking.
Yeah.
So I figured, I want to get back to the UK. I'll go again, because it was really tricky over there. Mm-hmm. Kept getting power cuts and stuff. Dogs barking. It was a bit... There's about 8 families living on top of each other. It was a difficult time. Loved it. I had a great time. But yeah, it's just been, I put a pin in it and that pin's not been taken out yet. But I'm on Paddock at the weekend.
Yeah. But this won't
So
Sunday we'll be on the watch along for Manchester United versus Liverpool. That'd be great. So let's be back on.
Let's use it as a bit of momentum to
get stuff going.
Get stuff going again.
Launch make pad. Sure that we plug your stuff on there as well.
Yeah.
100%. And then keep your eye out for when he does the Come Down, we will be released. Still don't need a plug for that, but you know.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens, yeah.
Good luck, very good luck with the Come Down With Me.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you, everyone. Round of applause.
Right, manly. Make sure you hit subscribe to the channel. We're nearly 8,000 subscribers.
Yes.
If you look at the number and it's not 8,000, hit subscribe.
Please
Let's
do.
Get us one step there, like one step closer. I think by the end of the week,
yes,
I reckon we should be able to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't know it's possible.
It's dead possible. Thanks for coming on again.
Thanks
very
for
good
coming
to see
on.
You.
Okay.
Do I get up now?
No, you stay there. We'll end soon. We're going to say goodbye.
No, I think you should go.
Okay, yeah. But no, you can't even walk.
I can limp off.
Right. Hit the theme tune. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, wave, Ethan.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you again. Ta-ra.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.